A show with more than 60 of the most important manuscripts of and about the Quran opened recently in Washington, D.C. The books and documents were created over more than 1,000 years in countries across the Islamic world, from North Africa to Turkey, Iran, and Afghanistan. The Art of the Quran is the first major exhibition of its kind in the United States. It can be seen at the Arthur M. Sackler Gallery, which is part of the world-famous Smithsonian Institution. Masume Farhad is the chief curator of the Sackler Gallery. She is also responsible for its collection of Islamic art. She talked about the first thing visitors to the exhibit see, a very colorful, large manuscript.
It certainly is one of the biggest. It's certainly the heaviest. It weighs some 60 kilos, and it is quite remarkable. Many of these manuscripts were created primarily for display. They were given as gifts to mosques and mausolea.
Most of the exhibit's manuscripts are from the Museum of Turkish and Islamic Arts in Istanbul. Others are from the Smithsonian's permanent collection. The oldest were produced in 7th century Damascus, Syria, while the most recent works are from 17th century Istanbul. Some works come from the burial places of Ottoman sultans in what is now Turkey. The sultan's power once extended from Southeast Europe to Northern Africa and the Middle East.
They were created for some of the most powerful sultans, rulers in these regions. And eventually, after many years, they were acquired by the Ottoman royal family.
Masume Farhad says, although each book or document has the same wording, they look different in appearance. She says the skill of the artists has made each manuscript a special work of art.
For instance, there is a manuscript by the calligrapher Yakut, who is probably one of the greatest calligraphers to have ever worked in the Islamic world from the late 12th, early 13th century.
The exhibit shows the beauty of the calligraphy and the extremely fine details of the Qurans. It also tells the stories of some of the manuscripts, their makers and earlier owners.
We hope that visitors, whatever their interests, will come and take away some of these stories. Some may be interested in the calligraphy, some may be interested in particular calligraphers or in the art of illumination. And the way that the exhibition is organized, we hope that we have something for all our visitors.
The Quran exhibit continues at the Sackler Gallery through February 20th, 2017. Many parts of the show can be seen online. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.